fill him up.
Do you like to bar with me? I'm a crier, so you just have to bear with me. I'm thankful for the opportunity to stand.
Go ahead.
I always get so nervous. I told Jesse there at the beginning of the week, I said, I've been nervous since Brother Kevin asked me, and I usually ain't too bad till I almost get to here. And I sat there at the table this evening, and I was just studying there, and I told Harley, she come through there, I said, do I look all right? She said, no, you look scared to death. But I'm telling you, I'm thankful, Lord. I say it often. I'm thankful for that woman. What she does for me. I told her, she said, you can go home tonight if you want to. She said, no, I believe you'd rather me be there. Because what it is to be able to look back and see that woman. Because, hey, that's a blessing to me. If nobody else is here but her, it'd do me some good. Because, hey, that's the one that God give me. And what it is, have a helpmate. Hey, she don't stand up there and preach screaming, but she sits back here and prays for me. That's what that is. Hey, I'm telling you, if you're a preacher and your wife don't pray for you, you need to start praying for her. I'm telling you, because ain't nothing like a wife that'll pray for you and pray with you. Hey, there'll be times we lay down. I'll preach here in a minute. Hey, it's times we lay down of a night. Hey, and I forget to pray. Hey, and she'll roll over and she said, oh, we need to pray one more time. Hey, we'll lay there and we'll pray to the God of heaven. Hey, and I'm thankful for that. Even though in the times that I forget things, that she's coming out, she's, hey, we need to do those things, because that's what we are to do. But I'm thankful tonight for all the ones that have come to support me. Brother Brady back there, he's one of my dear friends, and he's about 6 years older than me. But what it is to me to have him here, my mother and my brother and my sister and all the ones that are here. But I'm thankful. I just pray that God would come tonight and help me. Hey, I'm telling you, because with just me standing up here, I'm just a man standing. But hey, without the Spirit of God, this is, hey, this is just talking. I can get loud and do everything I want to. Without God, this is useless. So I just tell you, this is very familiar scripture, what the Lord put on my heart. I'm telling you, I've wrestled with this. Brother Kevin asked me to come, and it wasn't just a few short days. And I sat there, and I come across this scripture, and I find myself preaching elementary a lot of times. But I feel like that's what the Lord would have me to do tonight. If you would, turn to Hebrews chapter 12. We'll just read a few verses there, and we'll give you the thoughts that the Lord give us. And I don't know if you can stand. You can stand. And
praise God. Lord, you use him.
It says in the first verse, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. And dear most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just pray, God, you just help us, Lord, one more time. Lord, we just pray that you just stir our hearts, Lord, all the things that you give us. Lord, just pray that you just bring it all to remembrance, Lord. Lord, just pray that you just help us hide us behind the cross. Lord, just stand and to say exactly what you'd have us to say, not too much, not too less. Lord, we just pray, Lord, you just help us, Lord, one more time. Lord, we thank you most of all for that precious blood that was shed on Calvary. And I bless in holy name. Amen and amen. You be seated. And I thought about this scripture so much in the days to come here. And I thought about that one phrase in there. And it says, let us lay aside every weight. And I began to stir on that, Nathaniel. And I began to sit there and I said, Lord, what is it? And as that just stuck out to me so much, just so very few words. And I thought, what is holding you back? And I thought about that. It said, lay aside every weight. All these different things that can pass us in this world that we get and we find that it's so hard to get through sometimes. But what does it say there? Hey, I find it so simple sometimes that it says lay aside those things. But what do? We begin to find things and we put it in our backpack and we just keep packing it around. And we say, boy, Lord, this is tough. Lord, I just can't get through it. There's something on me that I can't let go. But if you sit down and you look at that one scripture right there, it's so simple to find the solution to that. He said, lay it aside. He said, I've done went to the cross and endured everything that you're going through. Because all you got to do is lay those things aside. Maybe you think I thought of different things all over the scripture I was reading, and I just stirred my heart. And I'm telling you over here in Philippians 3 and 13, don't turn, because I go pretty quick most of the times. And it says, brethren, I count not myself to be to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. So I think there's a time that we've got to set those things aside to reach the high calling of Christ, not to reach the high calling of Gavin Cook. We've got to reach the high calling of Jesus Christ, because one day when I leave this walks of life, they ain't nobody going to remember my name. In 50 years, they'll say, hey, I was holding around there. There'll be 50,000 people say, who was that man? But if they say, hey, that Jesus Christ, I can remember when he stood and said, stood and preached on Jesus Christ. I'm like Apostle Paul. Most of the time, I don't come with excellent words. I just come to preach Christ and him crucified. So all those things that Jesus Christ went and got crucified for, hey, we can't seem to let them go. We seem to just pack them up and say, well, and well, hey, we'll come to church a lot of times, and we'll sit in our pews, and we'll say, hey, he said, I thank the Lord for all the things that he done for me. I thank you. But when we sit down again, we say, Lord, I've just got a tough time. I'm having a rough time, because we can stand out here in the middle of these four walls and we can say what we want to. But when we walk outside, we take those same things that we brought inside with us and we take them back out. But he said, let's set those things aside.
Hey.
We've got to lay all those things down, and I began to stir in different things. I've got a bunch of different points, and it may not take me long, and it may not. Kevin said I had to preach for hours, so buckle up. I thought about this. Different things we may have. We've got a thing called fear that's in our hearts. And we read over here in different spots in 2 Timothy, I believe it is, in 1 and 7, it says, but God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And I thought about singing, the fear of getting up and singing in front of somebody. It ain't just because, hey, Chris Terry's a pretty good singer. Hey, he don't do it because Chris Terry wants to. Hey, he does it because the Lord wants him to. But you get in a place where you get in a set of fear and you say, Lord, I can't let that fear go. I can't get up in front of, I don't know how many people's here. I told him, I said, there's probably 200 there, and that scares me to death. So I think the fear that man put, that's got in his heart, we've got to set that aside. Hey, we got to set it aside so we can do something for the Lord. Hey, I'm telling you, the times that I've got up and I was so scared. I was so scared that I couldn't do nothing else. I sat at the house about to throw up most of the times before I left the house. Hey, but I'm telling you, that's the times the Lord blessed me more than the times that I went in. Hey, I thought I was King Tut. I thought I was big confident and all those different things, but I went in with a little fear. And I said, hey, Lord, would you take that fear from me? Hey, help me. Help me one more time. If this be our last time, I want you to help me one more time. Hey, I just need that fear gone one more time. Because he said he didn't give us that spirit of fear. He said, hey, if you just cast, what's it say over there? He said, cast your care upon him, for he careth for you. So all those different things that you've got, all the fears that you got, maybe, hey, I don't know, I don't sing very good, but hey, I still get up and sing every once in a while. But maybe you think you don't sing very good. Maybe you think that, well, maybe Josh sings better than I do. Hey, but if God puts it on your heart, hey, you may be scared, but I'm telling you, just get up, hey, and sing the best you can. Because I don't think the Bible says that if you sing good, sing. My Bible don't say that. It don't say that. It says make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Because that's what it says. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm going to get hung up. But it's, hey, even if you don't sing very good, hey, I know a lot of people that don't sing very good. Hey, I'll say this, my pastor, I love him to death. He can't carry a tune in a bucket. But hey, what does he do? Every time the Lord places it on his heart, what does he do? He gets up and sings and he prays the Lord. He said, did I mention that I love him? Hey, that blesses my heart. And I'm telling you, all these things that we have the fear of, maybe we don't sing very good. And then it comes down to all these different things. Now we get the fear of the pastor. I thought about this today. We get a fear if we do something one time that the pastor's going to say, hey, won't you do that one time, Jesse? I seen you singing there the other day. Why don't you get up and sing for us one more time? Because we get the fear that we might have to do it more than one time. Because I'm telling you, hey, there's a lot of people that began to preach a little bit, and they get up one time and say, Lord, that's all I'm going to do. But what does it do? In just a few days, the Lord comes by and starts speaking to your heart one more time. So that's all it is. Hey, Brother Kevin, I don't know him very well, but I've been around him some, and I'm thankful for what he stands for. But I'm saying, hey, if God puts it on his heart to ask you to do something, I'm telling you, it ain't because he just wants you to. It's because what God wants you to do. So we get in a fear of somebody asking us to do something more than once. Because then you say, Lord, I stepped out of my comfort zone last time. I stepped out and I'd done that. Lord, I didn't ask you if I didn't say I would do it again. But hey, what did Christ say when he went to the cross? Hey, he looked down and what does it say that he went so they might believe in him? I mean, hey, he went up if it had just been the feller on the right of him that said, hey, remember me when you go into paradise. So what he said, I'll do it for that one right there. He said, hey, I ain't scared. Hey, and I'm telling you, I've heard a lot of different people say when he got hung on the cross and he's hung by his wrist. I don't believe that for one thing, because my Bible says he was in his hands. Yeah. So he sat down and he said, Lord, he says to God, he said, if it let this cup pass from me. But he said, but thy will be done. Yeah. So he didn't have a spirit of fear. He knew that way down in whatever this is, 2025, that there's going to be people down here tonight that's got stuff that's holding them back. And it ain't something that's going to make you popular and different things. It ain't going to make something that you're going to be on whatever social media thing you are, and you ain't going to have 40 million followers. Hey, all you need to be is a follower. You don't have to have so many followers. All you need to do is just go and do exactly what the Lord would have you to do. Because I'm telling you, he went and done it all for me. So when I find myself holding a lot of things back, I say, Lord, I don't need to. There's a lot of preachers here tonight preach a lot better than I can. But I'm telling you, it's what God's put on my heart to do. Hey, it don't matter how long you stand, what it is, or who you are, as long as you've got Jesus Christ in your heart. So I think now we get into the time I thought about the young ones and fear, and then we get our friends. We're letting our friends hold us back. We're letting all the ones beside us hold us back. And I can remember being a kid and saying, boy, look at them up there. Just look at them. What are they doing that for? Hey, and then you get the Spirit of God in your heart. And you say, boy, I can't wait to do that. But then you look over there, and I'm sure that Eli looks at Owen, and he said, the Lord's put something on my heart, and I'm not picking on you. I just know you boys' names. And they look, and he said, Owen, I've got to do something. And he said, no. He said, don't do it, Eli. He said, don't do it. They'll make fun of you. They'll do this, and they'll do that. And what does he do? He lets it hold him back.
Right.
Hey, because I say it many times. Everybody, I ain't got no keys in my pocket, but everybody's got a key to this service.
Sure.
And what it could be that if Eli didn't get up and do what he said, do what the Lord placed on his heart, because Owen talked him out of it. Because that's what it is. And we're afraid that when we go to school the next day that they're going to say, hey, I seen old so-and-so up there. They was doing such and such at the church. And then everybody comes and they say, hey, buddy, I can't believe you would do that. Hey, that's foolishness. But I'm telling you, one day, I like Brother Brady back there, he preached the message one time, as your should is going to turn to a shall. Because one day it says that we should nail and we should confess, but one day we shall. So I'm telling you, might as well do it now, no matter what your friends say. So I think then we get to our family. Hey, our family may be our biggest critics sometimes. Hey, I love mine, but I'm telling you what it is, your family may be the one that holds you back. And you might be the one that sits back and will say, boy, I've got two brothers back here. I love them to death. But I think, you know, how they could think. They'd be like, well, Holden, you ain't much count. I can remember when we was kids. All the things that you done, hey, that could hold me back. I'm telling you, that's how we can be. We can let our moms and our dads and our brothers and our cousins and our uncles and our aunts and our grandmas and grandpas hold us back. Because we're afraid what they might say. We're afraid we're going to say, well, they don't do that, they ain't this and they ain't that. But all we need to worry about is what Jesus says.
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you, when I get up there and I'm eating myself all by myself, grandma ain't going to be beside him. My grandpa is my dearest friend. My grandpa's not going to be there. Nobody else is going to be there but me and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to take an account for what I did and didn't do. All these things that the Lord placed on my heart, and I said, I ain't doing it tonight. I may do it next week. But I'm telling you, that's what he wants us to do. Now is what we need to do. Because I'm telling you, it says no man know the hour, the day, or nothing. Because he may split them doors wide open right here in about 5 minutes. So what, are you sure that you're not letting anything hold you back to reach that high calling? And you're not going to get a fancier mansion. You're not going to get none of that stuff. We're all going to be the same, because the Bible says he's no respecter of persons. And we've all got different things that hold us back. And Josh sung that song about the three Hebrew children. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I mentioned them a lot in preaching and different things. And they could have let them boys hold them back. And they got to the point in time where they were sitting there. Jesse and Nebuchadnezzar said, hey, when you hear all these different instruments bow. And he said, hey, if I'm going to be honest with you tonight, church, this is just holding ground. Myself, I'd have been like, hey, buddy, I don't want to die today. But what did they do? Can everybody tell me what they done? They said, hey, you ain't holding me back today. Just like I love the book of Job. That's one of my favorite scriptures. And what does it say there? It said, though he slay me, I will trust in him. All these different things that he went through. Even his poor wife, she didn't have much sense. She looked at him. She said, why don't you curse God and die? He said, you speak of that, the foolish woman. So sometimes we can let our wives hold us back on different things. And all these things that held us back of doing exactly what the Lord would have us to do. And you may think tonight that it's all right, I'll get it next time. No, the Lord wants you. If the Lord puts it on your heart, do it now. I remember this, Brother Josh down there at home. He's my kinfolk, and a Chris Terry is too, so don't say nothing to him when we leave. But I thought, my Uncle Ronnie, he sings that song. Most of you have heard him sing it. And I began, the Lord placed it on my heart for a little while to sing that song. And I said, my Uncle Ronnie, boy, there ain't nobody like him that sings it like him. And I sang that song, and Josh came up to me just a few months later or so, and he said, I needed to sing that song, but I had a fear that I couldn't do it. And then the Lord gave it to somebody else. And I'm not boasting on myself. I'm just telling you that's how the Lord does things. That if Jesse don't do it today, he may go over to Doug and say, Doug, I don't know if Doug sings or not. And he may have Doug sing the song. So we can't let things hold us back. Because you're missing a blessing every time that you do that. I mean, a blessing. If you don't want them, just come over to 521 Mallory Point and give them to me. If you don't want them, I'll take them. That's why I like them. If you don't, you need to come up here and pray and ask the Lord why. Because I'm telling you, every child of God ought to enjoy a blessing. I mean, it's something that can be enjoyed. I'm telling you, you get these people, they do things, and they all these different things that they do, and boy, sometimes it's hard on them, different things. But I ain't never seen anything that was hard for the Lord. Everything the Lord gives me, I've loved it. I remember my mama bought me a green jacket one time as a flannel jacket for Christmas, and I didn't really care much for it. And I looked at it, and I said, oh, yeah, that's nice. And I went to my bedroom, and she said, honey, if you want to take that back, we'll take it back. But I ain't never done that with something the Lord's given me. All the things that the Lord gave me, I said, Lord, is there another one? Can I have one more? So what is it that's holding you back tonight? And I thought maybe that your past is holding you back. We was all lost at one point in time if you've been born again. So all these things that you done back then, I like it over where it says it cast it from as far as the east is from the west. And I don't know, I like to give out, I know most of you probably know it, but if you continue going east, where do you go? You end up east. It's never to remember no more. So nothing that you've done in your past is keeping you from what God would have you to do, because he forgive you those things. So don't sit back and say, well, boy, Nathaniel, I remember when I was younger, I done some things that my mama don't even know about, and I done a lot of things that I shouldn't have. I done a lot of things. But God said, what does he say? He said, hey, son, he said, I forgive you those things. He said, why don't you do something for me one more time? Because that's what he wants you to do. He looks and I'm sorry. He says, boy, he said, Jesse, I know that thing bothers you. I know it does. The way he says, hey, I don't remember what it was. Because that's what it is. He said, I don't remember what that thing is. It's, that's hindering you so much. Amen.
Good preaching.
But we can't seem to let it go. We just continue in the same old things.
Yes, sir.
We just say, well, I'll be okay this time. But that ain't what the Lord wants for us. It says, let us lay aside every weight. Every little thing, you may think it's just as small as a little old penny, but it bears weight on you for a while.
Uh-oh. That's good, brother.
Everything that you do, everything that you let hold you back, it's going to weigh you down. I thought about packing Grayson around, but I don't think I could pack him around this long. I thought about that this evening. I said, I'm going to carry Grayson around the whole time and preach, and I'll show you how hard that gets after once in a while, after you let something weigh on you for a little while. Because that's how this is. We let things hold us back so long that we end up, we're miserable.
Yeah.
We end up and we can't do anything else. We can't even enjoy a good song.
Yeah,
we can't even enjoy good fellowship with our fellow brethren because we've let things hold us back.
Yeah, you're right.
All the things that easily beset us. I like how it says that it easily besets us. It's not like it's something very hard that besets us. Because, hey, I'm telling you, the devil's been working a whole lot longer than you have.
Right.
So he knows every little crook and cranny to get into. Right. He said, here's this and right here, I'll give you this, and that'll hold you back just a little longer. That'll hold you back till next week. And then next week, I'll get you something that you won't even go to church. And then I'll get you to where you never go to church. Because
right.
That's how we do a lot of times. You see it all the time that people, they let things easily beset them from coming to the house of God.
Yeah.
They miss one time, and they say, boy, hey, my little besettings are getting pretty easy now. What? Why did I even go to church? And then we just continue on and on and on until we're miserable. And all these different things. And I love this scripture right here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And it says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Now listen to this scripture right here. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a more exceeding and eternally weight of glory. So all these little things that we may think are holding us back, that are so hard on us, they're so bad, and we think that there's nothing no worse that we'll ever go through in this life, but it's just a light affliction, because one day it's going to work for us an eternal weight of glory.
Yeah.
Hey, these little things that we go through in this walks of life, and we say, Lord, I just can't do it no more. And all these different things, and then we get to heaven. Hey, we ain't going to have nothing weighing us down. I think all these wonderful things that we look at, and we say, Lord, we can't wait to get there. But I'd soon go with my bags empty when I get there.
Oh yes.
Hey, I'd soon walk and I say, hey, I ain't let nothing beset me. I've left all the things behind me that I had that'll help me do the work that you'd have me to do. But we all seem to hold it back. Well, hey, sometimes I've had to get a bigger backpack. Because I get so much stuff in there, I try to fit 10-pound taters in a 5-pound sack.
Go ahead.
And that's what I try to do a lot of times. I say, Lord, I've got this going on, and I've got these things going on. I've got this, and I've got that. And I just let that stuff hold me back from doing what the Lord would have me to do. And I won't go too much longer. I'll just give you what the Lord gives me. You know, over here, and I read about this, and most of you know what it is, about the rich young ruler.
Oh, my brother.
Hey. What held him back?
Yeah,
money.
Yeah,
all his wonderful possessions.
Yeah.
I mean, all the things that we have, we sit back and we say, Lord, I've only got just a very few dollars. This is what, he had great possessions, but I'm just going to dumb it down to my terms just a little bit. Sometimes we say, Lord, I just ain't got it. I don't have it today. I'm gonna hold this back just one more time.
Oh, brother.
I'm going to hold it back till next week. Maybe I get a paycheck or different things. But what the Lord wants us to do is give it all.
Amen.
Hey, it don't matter if it was your last $5. Hey, I mean, I ain't no prophet or nothing like that, but I think if you do that, the Lord's going to bless you.
Oh,
it may not be in money. It may be somebody doing something for you or something, all these different things. But what does it say that man did, that he went away sorrowful?
Yes, sir.
So I think, man, the sorrow that he had in his heart. Because, he went in guns blazing. He said, Lord, what must I do?
Right.
He said, what is it? You tell me exactly what I need to do. And he told him, he said, keep the commandments. He said, well, that's pretty simple. I've done that. He said, now, give me the one thing that's holding you back. Because he didn't even have to mention it to him. He said, Jesus already knew. He said, buddy, I don't know what's holding you back. He said, give your possessions to the poor.
Yep.
He said, slow down there. He said, I've got to do something with this right here. I've got to have this.
Yep.
But all we need is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What a blessing he is. I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, what does it say up there? That the love of money is the root of all evil. So all the things we have, this money, I'm telling you, money's part. I mean, hey, we need it. I know we need it. But a lot of times we let it hold us back from what the Lord would have us to do. We let it hold us back from doing what we have and what the Lord already done for us. Because I think, you know, if you read everything that's here on this beautiful earth is already His.
Right.
I mean, all the money that you've got in your wallet, your purse, whatever it is that you've got, you may think it's yours. But it's not. It's the Lord's.
Amen.
And I think, hey, everybody says you can't take it with you when you go. But I'm telling you, if you still got it, when he comes back, he's going to burn it up. So it don't matter. Hey, you might as well cut loose of it. You might as well say, Lord, here it is. I'll give it to you, whatever it might be. Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of people missed out a blessing when they see somebody in need. They see somebody out there and they've got a sign maybe and they're saying that they need help. And I'm guilty of it. I say they don't need as much help as I do. Hey, they probably got a nice car over there around the corner. But what does it matter? Maybe the Lord has pricked your heart, Kevin, to say, hey, I don't know however much money you've got. I want you to take it all and give it to him. But you say, Lord, my youngin's got a birthday next week. I've got to have this to buy our birthday present. And the Lord says, give it to him. And you say, I ain't doing it. You go home. Hey, and your washing machine's tore up when you get to the house. Because you didn't do what the Lord would have you to do. I'm telling you, hey, you may not think the Lord works like that, but I'm telling you, he does. You've got to do each and everything that the Lord would have you to do. Because that's what he would have us to do. I'll give you one more thought, and then I'll get out of the way. In John 15 and 18, it said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world, and the world would love his own, because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. It don't matter what the world thinks about you. It don't matter if CNN or Fox News or whatever it might be come in here and filmed everything that we're doing. It ought not to hinder what the Lord has on your heart. It ought not hinder about who's here and who ain't here. There's a lot of times that people say, well, I won't do this because so-and-so ain't here. That don't amount to a hill of beans. Because that's how it is. We get in a place that we get hindered up with who's here. And we look and we say, boy, I know him. I run around with him when I was younger. I done all those things. What's he going to say about me? Hey, I'm telling you, whatever he says, it'll hurt you for a little while. One day you'll forget it.
That's right.
But one day, when Jesus Christ looks at you and said you remember on February the 2nd, 2025, why didn't you do that? Say, well, Jimmy wasn't there. Or Jimmy was there. And he's, hey, he gave me the evil eye when I stood up. And it scared me. And we let that so easily beset us.
You're right.
Hey, you may be the key to somebody's salvation.
Right.
You may be the key, just like I don't know who all come up prayed tonight, but because somebody didn't let some easily beset them.
Right.
They placed it on their heart, just like when they was almost done doing the congregational singing. I don't know who it was said that they know they feel like they need to sing whatever number it was. And it wasn't just a few seconds that somebody was on the altar. So I'm telling you, that's how the Lord wants us to do something every once in a while. Because, hey, you may be easily besetting yourself.
Yep.
But you may be easily besetting that young'un back there in the back.
Yep.
The one that's been to church for 40 years and ain't never accepted the Lord in his heart. And you're letting something beset you from helping them.
You're right.
Because that's what we do. We worry about ourselves too much. Because if Jesus Christ worried about himself, boys, we'd all be damned to hell. Because that's how it was, because he didn't let things easily beset him. He looked down and he seen all the things that he was going to have to go through. He said, I seen all the pain and all those different things. He said, they're going to put a crown of thorns on my head. They're going to pluck my beard. They're going to do all those things.
He said, but I've got a job to do.
Thank God.
So my people, can, if they might accept me and come to heaven one day. Because that's what he wants us to do.
Right.
And I thought about this. And one, I know I lied to you. I said I had one more. This is one more, I promise. And what in Luke chapter 5 and verse 11, or verse 10, it said, and so was also James and John and the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Because that's what we've got to do. We've got to forsake. We've got to do all the things that we've got. All the things that we've got. I mean, we love things in this world. But well, sometimes we've got to forsake those things. Not for your will. Not for whatever it is will make you happy. Because I'm telling you, I wasn't too happy when I got up here to start with. I'll be honest with you. I was scared to death.
Go ahead.
And that's how, I mean, that's what we've got to do. No matter what the circumstances is. We've got to let we've got to take our backpack off and leave it at the house.
Man.
Well, we can't leave it at the house. We're just going to pick it back up. We've got to leave it and give it to him and be done with it.
Amen.
That's what he wants us to do. He said, lay aside every weight. All the things that beset you. There can be many different things. And I'm going to come to a close, Kevin, if you want to get an altar call, whatever it might be. But I just ask you tonight, what is it that's holding you back? I'll give it to you, Kev.
Praise you, good preacher. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet as they get a song. I don't know your heart tonight.